Okay, hi everybody. Today we're going to continue in Siman Shin Zayin, and today we are learning Se'ifim, I think it's, what is it, Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, and Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches, Be'ezras Hashem. So this is going to be page Kuf Gimel, Amud Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's take a look at Se'if Tes Vav. Yeah, starting with Tes Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, rather, Kosel Avil and Sheish Matsuras Chayis Meshunas Odiuknol Shal Bnei Adam Shal Ma'asim. If you have a wall or some sort of curtain that has all sorts of fascinating images on it, kagon Melchamos David veGoliath, that has historical events depicted on it, like the war of David and Goliath, v'kosim zotzuros ploni v'zed yokin ploni, and it has a subtitle or a subline that says this is the image of such and such or so and so. So asur likros bav Shabbos, you're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah, one very simple comment, b'Shabbos gezeir shemikra b'sharia diotos, that reading these things is like when you go to a museum and you look at the artwork and you're looking at the description of the art, that is, even if the museum doesn't charge anything, that is an issur to read these things because it's a gzeira that you might come to read shtarei hedyotos. Se'if tezayin, melitzos umshom shel sichas chulin, various storybooks and things that relate to mundane matters, v'divrei cheshek, kagon sefer Emmanuel, and divrei cheshek, which we'll have to see what that means exactly, but it sounds like things that are enjoyable to read and may pull at the at certain elements of our psyche or our interest, v'chein sefer melchamos, and books about wars, asur l'kros b'yom Shabbos, not allowed to read them on Shabbos, v'af b'chol asur mishum moshav. You shouldn't even read these things on weekdays because of Moshe of Leitzim, meaning you shouldn't be wasting your time. And it's also a violation of Al Tifnu El Elilim, the Al Tifnu El Medatchem, that you shouldn't turn to their philosophies and their ideas. And with Divrei Cheshek, like you're reading novels and things like that, it could lead to igniting one's Yetzer Hara. Rabbin, and those people who write such books and those people who help publish such books are causing the public to sin by putting this stuff out there. And the Bir Halacha points out, and Chazal tell us, "Kol machti as rabbim," and I'm speaking beyond the lasos tshuva. When you do an aveira, you could do tshuva, but when you're machti other people, you can't even do tshuva. So it's a very, very serious violation. Says Ramav, in Nir Ledaktek, Hada Asalukros Besichas Chulin, the Sipur Mechamos Hanadafkim Ksuvim Beloshon La'as. That which you're not allowed to read these things is only if they're written in a language other than Hebrew. Avul Beloshona Kodesh, if they happen to be written in Loshona Kodesh, Shari, then it's Mutter. You're allowed to read even secular stuff, even non Kodesh related things on Shabbos if it's written in Hebrew. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nunches, Chulin, Vein Bechalza Yosef, and Vesev Yochsen, Vedivrei Yam. That there are certain books like Josephus and other books that never made it into Tanakh, but they are books that you can learn a lot from, that you can learn a lot of Musar from, and you can learn a lot of very important life lessons from, and those kinds of books are going to be Mutar. So that's why in the Tshuvas Aruch Letzion he says, you know, is it a mitzvah of Talmud Torah when a person reads? When a person reads Gedolim biographies? No, but you're allowed to read Gedolim biographies on Shabbos. Mishum Moshev Leitzim, Sivkat Nuntes, V'kol Shkei Naholich L'Tartios, V'Karkisiyaos, and certainly if you're going to theaters and circuses, V'Heim Minei Schok, Kedisa Bavuz Chomdav Yudches, which is where they do all sorts of entertainment, V'Shar Minei Tachbulos, V'Gam B'Purim Ein Mutar Rak HaSchok, Sh'osim Zechel HaShverosh, and even on Purim, you're not supposed to have unnecessary schok, only the kind that's a Zecher Tach HaShverosh, Bav Masenu Arabim, that nowadays, unfortunately, people go to theaters all the time and it's not proper. The pasuk says, and it causes one to ignite the Yetzer Hara. A person who's engaged in Leitzanus is going to go to Gehenim. Shenemar v'yisurin boyin olav. Shenemar v'atal tislo tzatu pentechseku mosreichem. That you're doing with that which comes out of their hearts. Rav Shechter often talks about how music is the language of the soul, and that sometimes listening to secular music can have a similarly negative impact on a Jewish soul. And certainly if you publish them, and if you have a business selling such books, you invest in Netflix or something like that. So that's included in what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Then in a certain sense, it's even worse to cause a person to do an Aveira than to kill him. That if you kill him, that's only in Olam Hazeh. If you cause him to do an Aveira, that's in Olam Haba. Likros b'sichas chulin, u'b'divrei cheshek shumagari yetzer hara, and divrei cheshek, which ignites yetzer hara, l'kuli alma asur, afilu b'lishon ha-kodesh, is asur according to everyone, even in l'shon ha-kodesh. V'kol sh'asur l'kroso, asur afilu l'taltalo. And anything that you're not allowed to read, you're not even allowed to handle on Shabbos, meaning it becomes mukta on Shabbos. Aval b'lishon ha-kodesh, da'al lashon b'yatzmu yesh bo kedush av lomin menu divrei Torah, lashon ha-kodesh, where the language itself has holiness, and you learn divrei Torah from Lashon HaKodesh. Rav Nissim Karelitz says that nowadays, and you can find so much apikorsis written in Hebrew, and so many negative things written in Hebrew, that you got to be careful about Lashon HaKodesh as well. But generally speaking, when you're reading something that's just a storybook in Lashon HaKodesh, so you can learn about Diktuk by reading proper Lashon HaKodesh. So even if it's in Igera Shalom, you're allowed to read it. And oftentimes, most often, when a person is speaking proper Lashon HaKodesh, he's incorporating Psukim of the Torah. But starting that involve business matters, Gam Larma, even the Rama would say it's also b'lashon hakodesh. And you're allowed to be metaltal it, even though it's written in l'shon naz. Because you can learn the dinim of a get from it. When it comes to reading newspapers on Shabbos, even though the Shavuos Yaakov is mekel on it, many of the Acharim say it's aser because it contains a lot of business-related information, and you're not allowed to be involved in reading business-related information. Sivka and Samach Dalit Shari Aval Aguda Vatas Vabachlo and Harbi Acharim Chol Kanaz Vosrin V'Chenu Gam Kein Das Agrol Fize Gam Biger Shalom Enaf Kamin Ben Lashon Laz Obein Lashon Hakodesh. That even though the Rama says beferish that anything written in Lashon Hakodesh is a mitzvah and you're allowed to read, not everyone agrees to that. So a lot of the Achronim are machmir about that. Si'if Yud Zayin, Asur Limel B'Shabbos Yom Tov Zulas B'Divrei Torah. You're not allowed to learn in Shabbos Yom Tov anything other than Divrei Torah. Va'afilu B'Sifrei Chachmos Asur, even other books of wisdom are Asur, but V'yesh Misha Matir, there are those that are Matir. Val Pisva Rasul Mutal Habit B'Etstrolov B'Shabbos V'Lahavcha L'Tal T'Luk K'Kamasim Shinches. And based on that, you could look in an Etstrolov on Shabbos, which is like it's a type of thing that you look through and you see images, pictures, they used to have kids would look through this thing and you'd click and you'd see the next picture of the next animal or whatever it is on Shabbos. I think that's what that is. I'm not sure. If cut on Samachay, V'yesh Mishamatir, V'chein Oagin Lahokel, V'kasabel Yerabi, Dereshim Aymrei Lahachnub, Zekiram Baran Osrim. The minig is to be makel to read other books of Chachma. But Yirei Shemayim should be actually machmir, should just learn Torah. Mutar lahabit b'istrolov, hu kli shalachozim bekochavim. It's a kli of those who look at the stars. The malah lahavin achachma min hasefer min hakeli. Because what difference does it make whether you learn about the stars by reading the books or looking at the kli, looking through the kli to actually look at the stars? Oh, so it's more like I got it wrong, right? Istrolov is more like a telescope kind of thing where you're looking through to learn about the stars. Okay, so if Yud Ches, Lishol min hashed, Masha Mutar B'chol, Mutar B'Shabbos, to be shoel from a demon, from a shade, whatever's Mutar on a weekday is Mutar on a Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? There's certain things you're not allowed to do on a weekday, even because it's Kishuf. Yeshram Shasum Neas HaKadah. And there are certain things that are us because they are dangerous. So we're saying that anything you're allowed to do on a weekday You could do on Shabbos. Vayin magen Avraham Shari Achronim Shaskimu Tzedavka Mishum Rafua Shari Av Blav Hachiyasu Mishum Himso Chavtzecha. However, the magen Avraham says it's only mutter if you're doing it for the sake of Rafua, otherwise it's going to be a violation of Mimso Chavtzecha. Okay, so to review what we learned today, and see if Tes Vav, we learned about looking at different tzuros with subtitles under them, that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And then we said you shouldn't read Divrei Cheshek even during the week, but especially not on Shabbos. And the people who publish it are also in violation. We had a machlokas between the Ramah and many, many of the other Achronim about whether books that are mundane books but are written B'Lashon HaKodesh are able to be read on Shabbos or not. And then we said in Sif Yud Zayin that the only thing we should really be learning on Shabbos is Divrei Torah, and there's a machlokes whether Divrei Chachma, Sifrei Chachmos are mutter, and the minig is to be mekil, but Yirei Shemayim should be machmir. If you hold it's mutter to read Sifrei Chachma, then you could look in its strolov as well. And then in Sif Yud Ches we spoke about being Shoel Min Hashed, which I think is not so nogeya bizman hazeh. So next time we will pick up with Sif Yod Tess.